Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Tēnā koutou katoa, Wairapa, and welcome to our program, Energize Yourself. It's a half-hour program, and the whole purpose of this program is to bring you people who are involved in sport and recreation and health and well-being and fitness and exercise in the Wairapa, and to promote, of course, my passion project, which is the Karatin Kyokushin Karate Dojo. And all of this is tied up with the purpose to encourage listeners to get active, not just in karate, but in all forms of exercise, remembering that everybody can move something and motion changes emotion. So tonight is a change of time. We were on Tuesday afternoon, mornings as you were. Now we're on Thursday evenings at 7. If you are listening and you have any feedback, please feel free to contact me directly through the Karatin Kyokushin Karate Dojo Facebook page. Bit of a mouthful, but if you just Google Karatin Karate, we will pop up there somewhere. And when we're talking about health and well-being, this is our first show, as I said, for the year. We will be looking to repeat last year's efforts and have as often as we can guests on the half-hour show. Just to give you an idea, when we're talking about health and well-being these days, we're probably talking about that weird and wonderful thing called balance. And when you look at the metrics that may be involved, with health and well-being, we talk about food, our nutrition, we talk about movement. Sleep is a very important part of the whole issue these days, and of course relaxation. So perhaps if we just touch on those to set a scene for the year, or say let's say for the next 6 months, because that's what I want to, on a personal note, motivate you to get involved in some form of exercise for yourself, remembering that everybody can move something and motion changes emotion, which is very important these days. So just reflect on the first leg of the table, if you like, of health and well-being, which is food. So what are your habits around food? What is your family's history of eating well or not eating well? What would you have to do? What information would you need to get better nutrition? And boy, isn't there so much information out there these days about nutrition? You drive yourself crazy trying to go vegetarian, vegan, keto, carnivore, whatever. There's something out there that'll crank you up and get you going. You'll either agree with it or you won't. Fasting seems to be a big deal these days. I just come back to my favourite philosophy about the whole thing, is that you've got to have balance. You know, if you're if you have a busy household with two working parents and two or three young children, say they're at primary school, man, you've got your hands full. And preparing food and getting all of that organised for everybody in the house has to be a team effort, doesn't it? And, man, that can do your head in. So, you know, that's part of the balance of this healthy life. You know, the older we get, the information that's available to us in society today, we're really left with a situation where whether we like it or not, in a lot of cases, we're going to live to be 80, 90, 100 because of the prevalence of medicine, drugs, etc., to keep us going. Not necessarily a bad thing, but not necessarily a good thing. You know, if you're on medications and you're only 40, as an example, man, that can do your head in. So food, nutrition, what is it that you feel you would need to do? Because, you know, the nature of the beast of the human is that the New Zealander in particular, he doesn't like being he does not like being told what to do. We love helping people. But we don't like being told what to do. So as a mate of mine says, yeah, sure, mate, I'll come and help you concrete your drive, but don't tell me how to do the mix. So, you know, that's the way it goes. So food, let's just get you focused on food. What could I do with my nutrition? And in a lot of cases, two of the important things are the amount you eat, as well as the type that you eat. You know, if you've got that balance of protein and carbs in there, and fruit and veg, and what about water? What about, are you getting enough good, clean, clear water? That second leg of the table is, of course, movement. Now, this is an area that will really excite everybody, I know, because you all have your own idea of the exercise you want to do. You all have the idea of the exercise that your friends are doing, where they've, through their influence, have got you doing yoga or going for a run or doing HIT classes or doing karate classes or doing Brazilian jiu-jitsu or going to the Wairapa Boxing Academy or whatever it might be, playing rugby in the winter, cricket or tennis in the summer. There is just so many activities you can get involved in. Your conundrum is, if you're not moving and exercising, what is it I should do? And there's a real trend these days in walking, just getting a half-decent pair of shoes and getting out of your house and getting out into the fresh air and sunlight if you can for half an hour a day. Start there. That's movement. That's enough to take you somewhere. If you have friends that are hot on any particular type of exercise or movement, please, you know, have a chat to them. What do you do, Jim, Mary? What do you do? What could I do? How do I start? But commit yourself to doing something in the next 6 months. Doesn't have to be a big deal. And please take it from someone who's 78 years old and has done this. My particular passion and poison, if you like, is Kyokushin Karate. I've done it for 60 years. And it's given me a lot of things, but the big thing that it's given me at my age is health. I'm robust and vigorous. I love exercise. I love teaching children. And that's my thing. So don't confuse movement and exercise with training, because that's the way I look at my karate life. I spend anywhere up to an hour every day, as well as taking classes, exercising and training. Now, what's the difference, I hear you say? Well, training really is where you come to set a goal. So what training means is that you are exercising with a purpose. You've got a goal at the end of it that you want to achieve. So try not to confuse the two. Exercise is just movement. So find something where you've got movement and go from there. The next leg on this table, we've got two more to do, and the next leg is sleep. Now, here we go. So I started off talking about the young couple, busy working lives with three or four young children at primary school or intermediate or even at college, and they're listening to this and going, oh yeah, good one, sleep, thanks for mentioning that. I get 3 hours a night, and if you've got a young child in the house, and we have all been there, we know what that's like. You just feel tired all the time. structure some kind of sleep, and you'll find that if you can move during the day, if you can exercise, then you'll find that you will sleep when you sleep. You will sleep better, even if it's only 4 hours. But work as a team family, and particularly if you encourage the children to get down early so that you can get, I'm not going to say get out 8 hours sleep a day, because most of you will be going, really? Oh, I've got that Netflix program to watch. No, I'm being facetious and I shouldn't be, but there you go. Structure and some way of getting some sleep. And sometimes just relaxation is the fourth leg on the table of health and well-being, and that can be anything. That can be going, you know, parents, you can relax, hopefully, while you're watching your children swimming at the pool or down at the local river waterhole or out at Castle Point or anywhere. Playing their sport can be a form of relaxation. Meeting your friends at lunchtime during your busy working day, if you're working, that can be relaxation. Having a movie night. Good friends of mine have a structured Tuesday nights movie night, come hell or high water, and they go, and the funny thing is that sometimes they're the only couple in the movie theatre, and sometimes they don't even like the movie they go to see, but they go to see it and grab a taco or something before, after or during. So relaxation, what is it? So there we go. Four legs on the table of health and well-being: food, movement, sleep, and relaxation. And to help you get that balance, and you won't ever get that balance, right, particularly if you're going to train for something, you know, there's a little bit of motivation, and there's a little bit of energy and planning and goal setting the minute you start to train as opposed to exercise. You're going to have to ask yourself a lot of questions, but don't be scared of those questions. Ask yourself, well, how am I going to do this? Let's just take the movement leg. How are you going to move? What can I do? What would give me, I've got half an hour a day, what can I do that would give me movement? Is it calisthenics at home that I can get off the myriad of social media platforms that there are? Is it buying a couple of kettlebells because I haven't got time to go to the gym and again, go on social media? There's a dozen crazies running programs that you can follow, and I say crazies because they come across really, really strong and etc. But follow them, but you know, learn what they know. And where would you do it? Well, you know, perhaps you have to do it in your backyard at home. Perhaps you have to do it you know, outside on the lawn when the kids have gone to sleep. I don't know, but don't be scared of those questions. You know, there's who, how, what, why, where, when are very powerful questions to ask yourself around movement, sleep, nutrition, your food, and relaxation. So don't be scared of asking yourself those questions. So I'm really looking forward to upping the ante a bit within around our Energize Yourself program this year. I suppose last year I spent 9 months or so cutting my teeth in this whole area. I am not a professional journalist. I'm certainly not a professional radio host, if I could say. But I do have a passion for exercise and training, because I've proved it in my own life. And just to refresh your memory, last year we had a dozen or so guests, and if you go onto the Arrow FM site, you will see under Energize Yourself all the programs listed there. One of the gentle, I'll just run through them quickly to help me fill up time for this first program for this year, was Matt Fryer. Now, Matt is a personal trainer, and he owns and runs the Training Shed in Ekatahuna in the main street. And man, what a story he's got. Really, really powerful story on how he's overcome his personal challenges and illnesses. He is very experienced in the area of personal training. He spent a number of years training in Muay Thai in Thailand, and is very, very strong, if that's the correct word, on the mental side of training. You know, fair to say that Matt would be an advocate of the of the point, as David Goggins talks about. You know, stay hard, get yourself out there and do it regardless of whether you feel like it or not. So Matt over there in Ekitahuna is someone you could talk to if you're looking to start a program. We had Lawrence Titter on. So Lawrence is the driving force behind the Wairarapa Boxing Academy. And what a story. You know, look, Lawrence is now teaching daily, running programs, and has around 110 young people under 16. He has about 140 members there altogether. And, man, you know, he's got guidance from an old school principal, and I think his old school principal at one stage threw him out of the school. Anyway, there's Lawrence and his lovely partner, and he really, from age 14 upwards, they like to teach their youths as adults. Since 2012, Lawrence has been engaging youths in boxing, and man, you know, you could do worse than duck along to the Wairarapa Boxing Academy and introduce yourself to Lawrence and get on with it. Young ladies, well, here you go. So, but we had Bella Spencer in. Now, Bella's, I believe she's probably under 20. At college was quite active in dance and netball. She's 19 years old, that's right, and she has a particular passion for women's health. And she loves to get young women and women of all ages setting small goals. A lot of the people that she works with in her personal training business are older women who have an amount of pain in their lives, and she loves working on weight loss and strength with them, and she has to get a result from her point of view. And I love the quote that she gave me. I've stolen it from her, and that is that women are not small men, and so you could do worse. I think you'll definitely find Bella on Instagram, but I think you'll find her at Strength Nation in Carterton as well. Another one of our guests, one of our early guests, is a man that needs no introduction to anybody in the Wairarapa, David Castorina. David has a long history in exercise. He's actually particularly proficient and is a qualified instructor in Krav Maga. He also is a qualified physiotherapist. He's a senior therapist here at TBI in Masterton. And he played rugby at Carterton Rugby Club for a couple of years. He's a physio and with the Wairarapa Bush Rugby, and is a consultant to the New Zealand Rugby Union, particularly around concussion and the health and well-being of the New Zealand under 19 team. He tells his story way better than I do, so you could always jump on the Arrow FM site and go from there. He's an Italian, obviously by his name, has two lovely children and a busy wife and a very busy life, so he still fits in exercise and health and well-being. So another guest we had was Rach McMahon, here, the owner-operator at at Flex Fitness here in Masterton. Rach is also a qualified nutritionalist, and she's passionate about nutrition. As she says, you know, nutrition, or as we referred to earlier on in this program, food, you know, you've got to fuel the fire. You know, you've got to keep the fire and the desire burning, so you need good fuel to do that. And she's also, she has a site, Kiwi Girl and Her Motorbike blog, which is, I mean, Rach has had two serious motorcycle accidents and has worked her way back both times. And if you met her, you wouldn't know that that she wasn't the professional health and wellness coach, and et cetera, that she is. Absolutely an overcomer if ever there was one. And so you could do worse, folks, and pop along to Flex Fitness and talk to Rach and her team there. On the same note, a local mum, Jane Phillips Bell. Now Jane has two energetic young boys. I met her when she brought them along to our karate dojo in Carterton. Jane and her husband Andrew are busy people, as I said, with these two energetic young fellas. Boy, you want to see them. They're jumping out of their skin. And Jane runs her program out of the Gain Momentum area opposite the library in Carterton. Again, works really, really well with ladies of all shapes, sizes and ages, and has a number of boot camps a year and gets incredible results from the people that have enough motivation to sign on and work with her. So JPB training, you can Google that, or you can just pop along to Gain Momentum one night and see what's happening there. Jane, on top of all of that, just happens to be a volunteer firefighter. So there you go. She loves the idea of group fitness. You know, as she says, you know, women get stronger together, and she loves being able to set goals with groups of people for over 6 to 8 week challenges. And her big drive, of course, since COVID is mental well-being. And she covers just about everything in her program, from boxing to weight training to strength training, et cetera, et cetera. And another young gentleman who has a background in martial arts when he was a young man, and is really, really, I mean, he's, if ever there was a personal trainer who was a product of his product, it is Jake Moffat at Strength Nation. And Jake and his partner are both personal trainers at Strength Nation. And he's best explained, from my point of view, as a very driven young man. And he's got a big vision around his ability to help people, all ages and stages, race, relate, and et cetera, et cetera. He doesn't care. And, man, is he a product of the product. I mean, the young man just jumping out of his skin, which is fantastic. So you could do worse there. So we've got another couple of people to talk about, but perhaps we can do that next week. So I just wanted to talk about my passion, which is this weird and wonderful thing called karate. So Kyokushin karate is a Japanese style, and really it can be incredibly empowering and beneficial practice for men and women. It will improve your physical fitness. It's demanding. We can help you improve your strength, your endurance, your flexibility and mobility, your overall fitness levels. We have regular training, and of course we have a number of women training with us at the moment in the senior class, and the feedback I get from them is that it's absolutely helped them, you know, get over the challenges of life, being being mums, young mums, and dealing with working lives, etc. And of course, we all know these days that if you can get yourself around a decent weight and get yourself healthy physically, you know, the chances of heart disease and osteoporosis and diabetes, etc., you know, can be limited. I mean, that's fantastic if you can do that. The great thing about a martial art, I know I'm pushing my dojo, but a martial art is that you do them all year round and you do them inside. So, you know, you're not controlled by the weather. You're not controlled by, I can only play cricket in the summer. And of course, you can play indoor cricket, but you get the point I'm making. You know, it's not seasonable, and anything that you do regularly, you're going to get good results. We also cover very, very practical self-defense techniques. The best self-defense in the world, of course, is being mentally and physically strong enough to walk away. And of course, people misinterpret self-defense. Just being physically and mentally fit and strong is self-defense. You're defending yourself. You're defending yourself against the vicissitudes of life, the harm that bad diet and the stress of working lives and long hours, etc., can put on yourself. And of course, you know, just the idea that you could, if you were attacked, defend yourself well. That can give people confidence. I had a gentleman talking to me in Carterton just before Christmas, and he was saying, well, you know, why would I need self-defense? I'm hardly going to get attacked in Carterton. Well, interestingly enough, 6 months ago, friends of ours in Masterton had been out for an evening at a close neighbour's place. They were walking home at 9:30 at night, and four young youths, and when I say young, they were under 16, for no reason at all, just attacked him and broke his jaw, and it was the whole thing, you know, the follow-up with the police and it all going nowhere, because they were too young and too hard to identify, that whole drama. So don't say it won't happen to you, because it can, and it, God forbid that it does. A lot of the feedback we get from parents around the work we're doing in our dojo around children, particularly those 12 and under, is just the self-confidence and self-esteem that they get. We have a number of young children in our class who are somewhere on the neurodiverse spectrum, and they work in with everybody else. They have to do what all the other children do, and we make no allowances for them. We support them. We encourage them, but we don't make excuses for them, you know. And it's fascinating to me that the young people, I can think of one young lady in particular, and man, if I was to say to her, oh, that's okay, stop, just have a rest, she'd probably attack me. She wants to compete. And she wants to have a go, and she doesn't care how far behind the rest of the class she is when we're doing fitness drills. She just keeps going. And she is going to learn how to manage stress, which is another thing that we do, just by our training, just by being healthier, folks. Remember we talked about movement? Just by moving regularly, you will help yourself to manage stress. And one of the ways that you will do that is that if you put your cardiovascular system under stress, you have to learn to breathe properly. And if you have to, when you can learn to breathe properly, you can actually, you just using nature and your body, you can learn to relieve stress. So there's opportunities for Kyokushin in Kyokushin for competition, but we don't push that. If people want to go on further, they can. So I'm getting close to the end of my half hour. So I hope you've enjoyed the session. Look, please, if you're listening to this, and even if you're not listening to it tonight, if you're going to revisit the program at Arrow FM at some other time, please don't feel that you can't contact me personally on Carterton Kyokushin Karate Dojo's Facebook page, flick me a message. I will always respond, because we can teach you how to overcome the challenges in your life. We can we can hammer into your mental processes resilience. It's good for your physical and mental stress. And one of the big things, of course, is that people think that they have to be a certain type of person to do something as vigorous as Kyokushin Karate. Well, you don't. All you have to do, folks, is turn up, the same as anything. If you want to go to the gym, if you want to talk to some of the people that I opened the program talking about, you know, Rach McMahon at Flex Fitness, or your local rugby coach or whoever, right, please, Just show up. I know the fear that you have in walking into a gym or whatever, or talking to your neighbour about, well, what do you do and how do you keep healthy? But just show up. Just get over it, because you need to, you know, exercise your cardiovascular system. You need to exercise so that you've got a strong and robust digestive system, respiratory system, your muscular and skeletal system. It's important that you stretch it and bend it and strengthen it. The potential is for you sitting here tonight, potential for you as individuals, and the possibilities to lead a better life than you're living now by being healthier are incredible. So I'm just going to work out how I sign off here. And I just need to get to my music. So I have really enjoyed talking to you this evening. We'll be back next week, and please don't be shy when it comes to contacting us through the Carterton Karate Dojo Facebook page. Thank you.